Beginning this Saturday, the Wicomico Environmental Trust will be holding an unusual event at the Salisbury City Park. It's the result of efforts to get people out of their homes to appreciate nature and the environment during this time of the pandemic. Dan O'Hare, the organization's president.
So we're calling it Buago, Bundle Up and Get Out, and it's a nature art event that involves poetry and stories and just a general get outside, enjoy nature, and experience some art.
Local artists will be located along a pathway displaying their work made from natural materials. Dean McNeely is the installation artist.
Going to be different things from nature mandalas all the way into like full-blown sculptures made from like nature materials, from branches to vines, grass plants, and other things like that, from pine cones, anything you can find in nature. But also to like bring back the connections with people to nature.
For the children, there will be clues written in haiku by Salisbury poet laureate Nancy Mitchell to find hidden objects that they can then add to a community exhibit at the conclusion of the trail. In addition to learning, organizers say it's just a way for people to get out of the house. McNeely, along with Casey Martin, the artist coordinator and a contributing artist.
Even if the weather is bad, that's what we're trying to encourage us to still come out in nature, even in this time where you're being in lockdown. Get out in nature and help heal yourself. Get the vitamin D.
Yeah.
Get out, walk around. Condition yourself with the weather.
I would probably say like something that we all are really looking forward to and encouraging with the art is just to help our community connect back to nature, just to get your hands a little dirty and have some fun.
And there will also be a storytelling component for the children. It is being put on by the Wicomico Public Library. Cheryl Sidwell, events manager for the library, says one will be featured each week. The first will be by Eric Carl, entitled From Head to Toe, featuring animals that the children will be encouraged to imitate.
It'll be a different story each week, a short story, especially for the little ones, some of the ones that might not be able to do the high clues or not. I mean, it's really open to any child that wants to read the story. And there'll be some little activities along with that story. We'll have some little giveaways.
She says that this naturally folds into the library's literacy efforts in the community.
Particular activity is going to be geared towards early literacy. So that's kind of one of our strong suits. So we'll be focusing on early literacy. And of course, it's also active movement because you're walking through the story. And again, you get to imitate the animals and do some physical activity as well as reading. So we like to combine those two.
Organizers want to draw in at least around 100 visitors a week, but hope for more. They say that they want this to inspire others to write about the environment or just make them think differently about the world around them. O'Hare, president of the environmental group, says this is about connecting to nature.
The idea to be able to do something to make environmentalists get kids' feet wet and just get them outside. So I think it will hopefully get people thinking about our relationship with nature.
The event will be located on the north side of the bridge across from Ben's Red Swings. It will run 4 weekends beginning this Saturday, January 23rd. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.